You doing?
Again, raise your hand if you want to ask questions. We'll try to get that mic to you.
Tom, for most of the game, you guys were in a hurry-up offense. After they went up 20-16, it seemed like you guys decided, okay, let's go back in the huddle, let's slow the game down. That seemed to turn the tide a little bit. Can you talk about the decision to slow the game down and get away from the hurry-up?
Yeah, we had a couple different modes trying to attack them, and you know they did a good job. They got a good defense. You know, they rush well. Got really good guys in coverage. They got a good scheme. They're well coached. So there was a lot of challenges, and I think you know it took us a while. I thought we played better as the game went on. So it was good. We got a good turnover from our defense to start. And then, you know, it wasn't great execution from us for most of the game. And then there in the fourth quarter, we did a few different things and, you know, made some more plays. So it was good to win.
Tom, could you break down the 3rd and 17 to completion in the fourth quarter?
Yep.
That crossing pattern, what did you see and how did you complete that pass?
Yeah, Julian did a good job. He was, you know, running full speed at the safety, and he finally got the safety to turn his hips to run, and then I was kind of reading Jules, and then Jules broke across his body and let it go. So it was a good play. You know, Jules made a real smart play. It's not exactly how we drew it up. I think there were a lot of plays like that today that weren't exactly how we drew it up, but it was glad to, you know, make some of those key plays when we needed to make them.
Sense more drops today than usual. Obviously, you're aware of that. How do you react to that, and how clutch was Amendola in coming through?
Yeah, we made some real, we made the plays when we needed to make them. I think that was the most important thing. And sometimes we play this team, and you know, a lot of division teams that we play a lot and we're familiar with, you know, they had a lot of confidence with the things they were doing, as they should, because they've been, I think, top ranked defense all year, giving up 15 points a game. So they're just tough. They put a lot of pressure on you with the scheme, and you know, our guys competed really hard. I wish we would have all executed better. There were a lot of throws I wish I would have made better throws on. You know, all the receivers, you know, they want to make every play too. So just got to do a better job with execution. And you know, I have a lot of trust in all those guys, a lot of confidence in everything that they're doing. So we just got to try to do it better against Miami.
Tom, I believe you guys only called 5 traditional handoffs today. Was that just a function of the game plan or the way that things were going? And when you guys were kind of shorthanded facing the number one defense, you still put up 30 points. I mean, is this a good sign maybe going forward about depth and things of that nature?
Yeah, there was definitely some different things today. I think we adjusted a little differently than, you know, we're just talking about things all through the week about ways that we needed to attack them. And you're right, we were down a couple running backs. So it just turned out that way with the run game. And, you know, I wish we would have run it better when we had the opportunity. And it was just more of a passing game for one reason or another.
You actually led the team in rushing. It's the first time in your career that you've led the team in rushing. I know you take a lot
6
of pride
rushes.
In your 4.4 speed. What is your reaction to that? And then the 3rd and 10 rush, the 11-yard, what you saw on that?
I should enjoy this because it'll probably never happen again. And then the 3rd down play was they had pretty good coverage, and I just saw a little seam, so just kind of rumbled toward the goal line. And it's good when I have the threat of the ball in my hand because they're not quite sure if they can, you know, go drill me or not. So I just try to keep pump faking as long as I can to keep them all at bay. So good play.
This basically tell you that the Patriots have too many weapons for other teams to stop. If it's not Gronk or Edelman 1 week, it's Amendola stepping up like he did today and without much of a rushing attack, 30 points.
I just think, you know, there's got to be different ways to win every week, and I think that our team has always tried to figure out a ways to attack the teams, and you're right, we're down some players. And every week you got to adjust. Sometimes you're down on offense, sometimes you're down on defense, and, you know, that's the beauty of the season. It's a long season. You have, you know, 53 guys at one point that all need to make plays when they're called upon. So, you know, a lot of guys stepped into some roles today. And like I said, we were installing plays this morning, you know, at the 11 o'clock meeting. So you're just keep trying to churn your way through the week to figure out if you can make a bunch of plays. And, you know, we made some plays when we needed to in the fourth quarter. Like I said, it wasn't exactly how we drew them up, but it was good, you know, that we made it happen when we needed to.
Hi, Tom. You completed I think it was a 19 or 20-yard pass to Brandon LaFell, and then the camera shot over to you, and you were pretty fired up. I think it was with Quentin Coples. Can you share what you were fired up over? Was it completing a play or something that happened with Copels?
It was just, I think, the emotion of the game. I think it was, it's a great rivalry we have with that team and those players. We see them a lot. And I was pretty emotional like I am most of the time. So it was not a big deal. Thank you.